Thanks for joining this latest edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Well, former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan once said, "Literacy is a bridge from misery to hope." Very inspiring, very true. According to a report released by the U.S. Department of Education, millions of Americans, we know, have a limited reading capacity. That same report also found that 9 out of 10 Americans have a limited health literacy. And that means they have trouble understanding the most basic rudimentary health information needed to make appropriate health decisions. Joining us is, of course, Hector De La Torre, who is the executive director of the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, let's break open this issue of health literacy. I think I understand what it means. It's the most basic understanding of those factors, those issues related to one's personal health and the prospect for good health. What is it that the Center for Health Studies has uncovered?
Well, it can range from knowledge of current personal health topics like cardiac health or, you know, proper weight, proper exercise, the things that you can be doing yourself to take better control of your personal health and manage your personal health, to understanding what your physician is telling you when you go in for a checkup and they're telling you, you know, that you have high blood pressure and you need to make these adjustments in your life, understanding what that means and what the possible implications would be if you don't do it. Measuring medications, if you are on prescription medications, really understanding what you have to do on a day-to-day basis. The doctor's not going to be there looking over your shoulder, so you need to be able to take control of that situation. That all begins with health literacy, understanding what you're being asked to do. Then, obviously, it gets more complicated when you get into health insurance issues.
I find it remarkable in many respects because you couldn't watch an evening newscast or your favorite television show without being bombarded with ad after ad about various health issues and conditions, as well as new medication that might be out on the market. And, of course, in supermarkets, the low-fat, the non-fat, it seems as though here in the U.S., there is a heightened awareness about the issues of nutrition and health, and yet somehow it's not translating, according to the study. Who are we really talking about here?
Well, first of all, you know, having a glut of information doesn't mean that it's being received well. And so, you know, we do have to be on the lookout for understanding that glut of information and sifting the useful pieces of information from the stuff that's just marketing. The people we are talking about that are overwhelmed with all of this are older adults, immigrants, minorities, and low-income families. These are the groups that are hit the hardest. The American Medical Association found that although people 65 and older make nearly twice as many physician visits per year than adults 45 to 65, over two-thirds of them are unable to understand the information given to them about their prescriptions. This is a group that would likely get many prescriptions and have multiple prescriptions at once. In addition, the National Assessment of Adult Literacy found lower health literacy rates among adults who spoke a language other than English before starting school, minority populations, mm-hmm. and adults living below the poverty line. These are the groups that are impacted, and we all pay for it when they do not take care of their health because it increases health costs.
Well, I know, Hector, you have a whole range of resources about health literacy at transamericainstitute.org. Click on the Health Center, Transamerica Center for Health Studies. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.